A pipe burst in a Duke Energy pond that stores the ash from burnt coal and contaminated water continues to flow into the Dan River near the border of North Carolina and Virginia. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now for an update. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Kevin.
So a stormwater pipe that runs underneath the Dan River coal plant burst. Ash and water from the pond began flowing through the pipe into the Dan River. Duke's been trying to plug the leak since a security guard noticed it on Sunday. What's the effect, Ben?
As of last night, Duke estimated 27 million gallons of water and as much as 8% of the ash in the pond has flown into the river. On the high end, that's 80,000 tons. A spokesman says the flow has slowed down some, but there's still 600 gallons of water a minute flowing into the river, along with an amount of ash they wouldn't estimate.
Okay, so what does that look like?
Well, there's a lot of people up there taking pictures, including Matt Wasson from the environmental group Appalachian Voices. Here's how he described the river at the site of the leak.
It's a little reddish-brown upstream. Downstream, you can't see an inch into the water. It's just this almost milky, dark gray consistency. We pulled some of the sediment off the bottom of the river, and it's just black, ashy stuff.
It's also scary for the environment and for people who get their drinking water from the Dan River. An EPA report from 2009 estimated a breach at the plant would cause significant damage to the environment. The ash contains all kinds of chemicals and heavy metals, including arsenic and selenium. The city of Danville gets its drinking water about 20 miles downstream, and it says so far the water, which is filtered, is fine. State regulators say that their initial tests in the river came back okay, but those didn't test for heavy metals, and we're waiting on the results of those.
Okay, Ben, so what's happening to stop the flow?
Well, Duke's working on that. Monday, engineers tried to use a temporary inflatable plug, but that failed. It kept getting pushed out by the pressure of the water. Duke spokeswoman Erin Colbert says a crew dug out the pipe yesterday.
We have located the hole in the pipe today, so that's a great advancement. Secondly, they are also working to use a camera to be able to video inside the pipe so that we have an opportunity to design an engineering solution that will be most effective.
And then once the pipe is sealed, Colbert says they'll turn to studying and cleanup of the effects.
Okay, do we have a sense of what those will be?
Not yet. Obviously, the coal ash sediment in the river isn't good. I mean, if you look back 5 years, Tennessee had the largest coal ash spill in U.S. history. That was a billion gallons. Now, that's obviously way, way bigger than the estimate we're getting from this spill, but that one closed the river for months, and 5 years on, residents still say the wildlife hasn't come back. The Tennessee Valley Authority, which owned that pond, faced multiple lawsuits and has paid over $1 billion to clean up. That spill also caused property damage to hundreds of homes, but again, that was much bigger than this current spill.
These sites are monitored by the utility as well as state and federal regulators. How does something like this happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. On one hand, there are over 300 coal plants across the country, some with multiple ash ponds. In many cases, you're talking about structures built 60 or 70 years ago. So in that sense, you could say there have been relatively few problems. On the other hand, I think people would be surprised at how these sites are regulated. The EPA doesn't count coal ash as a hazardous material, although that's changing in December. As for the ponds, all those ones from the 60s, 70s, and 80s are grandfathered in, so they don't have to meet the state requirements of ones built today. There are a series of inspections, but those are mostly focused on points where they're constructed to flow into the groundwater, and they're also, or they're focused on the structural integrity of the dams. Now, Matt Wasson at Appalachian Voices blames lack of oversight for this current spill.
I think that Duke is likely to try very hard to make this seem like a one-off, a freak accident that wouldn't happen elsewhere. These aren't one-offs. This is a fundamental problem in how the safety of these ponds are being regulated and enforced.
For instance, almost all of North Carolina's lie on earthen beds. There's no lining to stop the water from seeping into the ground like would be required today. And that includes ponds at the Allen plant in Gaston County and Riverbend, also near here.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.